Relentless attacks. Amateur Jordan, Fox News. Ukraine's president says the country is losing 60 to 100 soldiers a day.
UN says 14 million Ukrainians have been displaced. Most of them are women and children, as this war has ground down into an artillery battle in the south and the east, with the Russian forces relying on their superior firepower to make steady gains in the east. Ukrainians trying to retake some real estate in the southern part of the country. In other parts of the country, people are trying to regain normal life, which is difficult to do in areas where the Russians have laid down a trail of bloodshed and alleged war crimes.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv. A retired Wisconsin judge was found zip-tied to a chair and shot to death in his home. Police say Juneau County Judge John Romer was targeted by a man who once appeared in his courtroom.
Law enforcement tried to negotiate with a man to get him out of the house, and when they were able to enter it, they found him with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the basement.
Fox's Christina Coleman, the alleged gunman, appeared to have a hit list that includes Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. South Korea's military says North Korea test-fired at least 8 unidentified ballistic missiles toward the sea. It's the latest in a streak of weapons demonstrations this year that the U.S. and South Korean officials fear could result in a nuclear test explosion. A baby formula plant that was forced to close is back in production.
Baby food maker Abbott says production is rolling again at that Michigan plant that had been shut down, but it will take about 3 weeks before a new formula made at the plant to show up on store shelves.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House celebrating a new jobs report with the U.S. adding nearly 400,000 last month. But gas prices hit a record high with a national average of $4.82 per gallon.
The price of gas today is double what it was when the president took office. As gas prices have soared, the president's approval rating has dropped. According to this chart, it's been increasing ever since he was elected. The record-setting price of gas, one of the reasons the president is asking Saudi Arabia and OPEC to pump more oil, and they've complied.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The storm system that caused flooding in parts of South Florida is now in the Atlantic, where it could regain tropical storm status. Many streets in Miami are submerged and vehicles left stranded were towed through the standing water.
Luckily, so far, there have been no injuries. We're happy about that. We were able to get to everyone quickly. We prepared for this. We had additional resources.
Lieutenant Pete Sanchez of the Miami Police Department. Meanwhile, in Cuba, authorities say the storm killed 3 people. A Japanese sailor completes a record-setting trip.
83-year-old Kenichi Hori has completed a solo 69-day trip on his yacht from San Francisco to Japan, becoming the oldest person to complete that journey. In 1962, he was the first person to complete a solo nonstop journey from Japan to San Francisco. This time, he just went in the other direction. Writing in his blog early Saturday that, "I just crossed the finish line. I'm tired." Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The actor known as the Marlboro Man has died. Brad Johnson appeared in the Marlboro cigarette spots, and he starred in Steven Spielberg's film Always. This weekend, Johnson's agent said he died in February from complications of COVID-19. He is survived by his wife and his 8 children. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.